Hello and welcome to the Preserved Word Podcast. I'm Luke Mousy, and today we'll be discussing the fact that America's problem is spiritual and not political. Every 4 years, it seems, we have prayer meetings and such. We're praying, fasting to try to get one guy elected or the other guy voted out, or we're just spending all of our time trying to get people voted in or voted out. That's not really the solution. Has that helped America at all? Christians have been thinking, all we have to do is vote for Republicans and all of our problems will be solved. Well, they haven't. And I guess some people think voting for Democrats will solve all their problems, solve all the racial inequity and wealth disparities and give them all their hopes and dreams to vote for Democrats when it's just the politicians get richer and everyone else stays where they were, gets worse. But the real issue in this country is that we've drifted so far from the Lord. We've not just tolerated sin, we've embraced it. We view abortion as a sacred right. We probably should say sacred right as in R-I-T-E, not R-I-G-H-T. You know what I mean. As a ritual. But, yeah, the issue is we need revival in this country. We need to get back to you, Lord. Back to the ways of holiness. This is just a just more of an overview. And so, podcast today, I'll go in deeper in future podcasts to the Christian origins of this country and even some non-Christian origins. It wasn't all Christian or some, or definitely occultist stuff going on back then. But the people were Christian. They appealed. They made their appeal to the Lord when they were fighting for the independence of this country. They repented and prayed and fasted and that God would hear their plea because the king was refusing to hear their pleas. They appealed to the Lord. And if we want to get this country back, it's all my fellow patriots are wanting to do. We need to appeal to the Lord. We need His mercy. We need His grace. We need His long suffering. We need Him to look down on us and turn away His wrath from us, because nations that do what we've been doing go into His judgment. You can't just shed innocent blood over and over and over again and tens of millions and expect God to bless your nation. Seems that even so-called Republicans oftentimes really want to tiptoe around that. For the record, I'm not actually a Republican, I'm a conservative independent. Which means I don't vote for Democrats, but I don't vote for rhinos either. But that's a different story. So yeah, we need to guard us as to who's your president or who's in your governor's office or who's in your county courthouse. Voting for all these offices isn't what's going to save America. America needs a miracle. And the election is going to save her. We need to get on our faces and pray to the Lord that he gives us mercy. If you're not a Christian, you really need to look in the claims of Jesus Christ and realize he was exactly who he says he was. And I'll be getting into more of that in future podcasts. We'll go get to study into who Jesus Christ was and proofs of his resurrection and stuff like that. This podcast will cover anything that's in the Bible, basically, as the Lord leads. So, where is I going with that? For those of you who haven't yet accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I have a message for you. So the Bible says for you, we read in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what nation you're from, doesn't matter your religious background that you're born into. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of God's glory. None of us are perfect. None of us are pure. Read in Romans 6:23, "The wages or the penalty for his sin is death." That means eternal death in hell or a lake of fire. All sin has a consequence, and the consequence has to be paid for. There's even consequence for national sin, as I've been saying God deals with individuals and nations. But the good news, the bad news is that the wages of sin is eternal death. But the good news, the gift of God is eternal life through Christ, through Jesus Christ our Lord. God doesn't want you to burn in hell. There's no way that he can just let you off the hook, though. He had to have a substitute. And we read that God commended his love toward us, that while we yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, took your penalty of sin for you. And you can accept his free gift and not pay the sin, a penalty for your sin yourself. Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You need to believe and confess the Lord Jesus. What you say is between you and God. I won't give you a canned prayer, 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, to make you repeat this and think you're saved. It has to be in your own heart. Tell God you know you're a sinner, you're sorry for your sin, and ask him to save you in Jesus' name. But don't quote that. Just say it in your own words. Now, if you refuse to do this, you default back to you paying your own penalty for a sin. God doesn't put people in hell, he just honors your choice. He gives you a choice. You want to pay your own sin penalty, or you want Jesus to pay it for you? We're not going to get America back, though, until people start getting on their knees or repenting their sins. I mean, even us as Christians, we gotta start getting serious with the Lord. Our adversaries, people don't think they're our enemies. They're not our enemies, they're just our adversaries. Are very serious. That was, as we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I can look that verse up pretty quick. I can't remember. I can't quote off the top of my head. Six. It's in here somewhere. It is right here. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not fighting against the people in Washington. We're fighting against literal spiritual warfare. And we need to recognize that. The Democrats aren't our enemies, are people who need to be saved. Some of us are out there being hyper divisive when we should be trying to figure out how to lead these people to the Lord. I mean, and be political when you need to be, but don't be such to the extent that you drive people away from the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Just like, oh, all he does is politics. I mean, spiritual is far more important than the political. But yet everyone seems to think that the political is the solution. You gotta stop doing that. I keep reading this through here because wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. This is how you withstand in the evil day. There's nothing here about politics. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having had the breastplate of righteousness. So I'm talking about truth, like, you know, avoid all the fake news and avoid all the censorship and say, oh, here's the truth about this or that or whatnot. But you have on a breastplate of righteousness for this battle? And your feet shod for preparation of the gospel of peace. Are you, if you're a Christian, or you're out there, speak to myself as well, I mean, you're out there mentally prepared for the gospel. I mean, you see, as it's a spiritual battle, you have to be spiritually attuned for it. I mean, you can't be fighting flesh with flesh. I tried that before I got saved. It doesn't work. Above all, taking on the shield of faith, whereof ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication, the Spirit watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You want to know how to win this battle? Get yourself right with God there and prepare for spiritual warfare. Engage in spiritual warfare. Put on the full armor of God. Because we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, we're wrestling against evil spirits. So I'll leave you with this other verse. This verse is kind of taken out of context a lot, but does it directly tie to America, but it can be applied to us. We're not called by God's name. Only Israel is called by God's name. there is application here to America and any other nation, any other Gentile nation as well. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Got to humble ourselves and pray, seek the Lord's face, and turn from our wicked ways, ask for His mercy. And then, if He wills, He will hear from heaven, and forgive our sin and heal our land. God doesn't. God doesn't have to heal our land. If you look historically, as Israel started shedding innocent blood at that point in time, they crossed the point of no return. So, I'm not sure if our land can be healed permanently. That doesn't mean we don't stop praying for revival. That doesn't mean we don't stop praying and asking for forgiveness for national sins and for mercy on this nation. But, you know, so as you go off to all your, to the political rallies or whatever, just remember this. If the Lord's not in it, it's not going to happen. Submit ourselves and humble ourselves before Him. None of the crazy tyrannical lockdowns or any of this stuff is going to end. Unless we have God on our side. So I'll leave you with that. This has been the Preserve Word Podcast. I'm Luke Mousy, signing off.